at different points last year when I saw some of the games and some of the results, I was thinking, oh, geez, if only we were doing a roundtable this week. Some of the rants you would have had, some of the monologues would have been legendary. So we can put this down on record for posterity purposes. And I know that we've got the whole thing now with Brian Gorgian and a stacked roster. It's a new opportunity. But I just want to give you one last opportunity to let go for last season.
Oh, my God.
Because I've wanted to ask you this for about a year. What the hell happened?
Yeah, well... How do I count the ways, I guess, is the answer to that question. Look, there's a whole bunch of things that went on behind the scenes, some of which I will actually speak to because I think I can. The parties are no longer with the club, that it happened. Angus Glover being one of them, and not his fault in any way, shape or form, but more how he was treated by the head coach. A lot of stuff went down between he and Mahmoud Abdel Fattah. Well, I won't say what, but suffice it to say, he lost Angus. He had lost the majority of that locker room. He's one of the worst coaches I've ever seen. Look, people can talk about he's got this amazing pedigree and he's got a resume and NBA, obviously G League Coach of the Year, whatever. But what I saw was a guy that was completely unprepared for the league and, never had any kind of plan with that team. Look, at the end of the day, the boos at the Qdos Bank Arena told the story. People saw what was going on. That was a team without an identity. That was a team that defensively was a disgrace in comparison to where they'd been with Chase Buford in the previous two championships. Things just didn't work. And look, I'll put it up there. I spoke to a player who I know very well. This would have been probably about 5 weeks in, I think it was, 5-6 weeks in. And that player told me that when I asked him how things were going, it's kind of an all right, okay, but yeah, there's too many guys in that team that are kind of out for themselves. And I thought, oh my God, we're 6 weeks in. Now, the interesting thing was, the Kings were 7-3 that season, right? They finished 13-16. So they lost 13 of their last 19 games. So, which told the story of a team that was fractured, a team that the chemistry just wasn't there. I thought Abdel Fattah was absolutely atrocious. I heard some of the stories that were, the sort of training methods he was using and there were a lot of players disgruntled, and it showed on court. It really did. And look, again, that's the rant aspect of it. But I guess in one respect, it did work out because I think Angus Glover and Geordie Hunter, I didn't want them to leave. I love both of them. I'm good friends with both of them. But I think it was the best thing for them to go. I think after what had happened with both of them, the different reasons, and I think you've seen already in the preseason, how big. I know we're going to have our prediction show in a couple of weeks, but I'll give you my little sneak preview of who I think is going to win most improved, and that's Angus Glover. I think he's going to have an unbelievable year. And when we're going to get into that game you so brilliantly called with Tommy Hirsch on Saturday, one of the great, if there's such a thing, one of the great preseason games of all time between the Phoenix and United. So, but yeah, we saw Gus and what he's capable of and wasn't really allowed to show it. I mean, it was an egregious thing that happened to him and getting benched and of course the stuff around, things that were said on the bench that got out in the media and all of that stuff. Yeah, it was just a look, as I said to Chris Bongrass the other day, and Chris actually said to me, "Hey, I got booed." I said, "No." He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, you brought them 2 championships." He said, "Oh, nobody cares. It's what have you done for me lately?" Which I thought was hilarious. But as I said to him, look, I think you're entitled to, and I said this to Paul Smith when he was in charge, even though it was the week after he had a monster blow up at me for something I said on a podcast. Or actually, no, it's something I wrote on Twitter. after the Kings had been obliterated by someone. I can't remember who it was. But I said, look, I think you're entitled after so many years of success for a bad season. And people make mistakes. The mistake they made was hiring Abdel Fattah, but they couldn't have known that. They thought, you know, he was a guy that they could grow with, but he was out of his depth. And, you know, I mean, it was his press conferences, it was like pulling teeth, and it got to the stage. You just never got anything out of him, you know. And I was asking questions, and he was basically just spinning, you know, whatever he could, and what, you know, was never really upfront and honest, and which I know is not going to be the case with Brian, who's, you know, as honest as the day is long and is going to tell it like it is and is going to be, you know, fun to speak to at press conferences, because he always is. But Abdel Fattah was just wrong, you know, and which is a shame. But I thought he's one of the, you know, with the talent on board that he had. And look, they had injuries, you know, obviously DJ Hogue wasn't DJ Hogue, but I don't think that worked anyway. Denzel Valentine was a bust. Jalen Adams put up some good numbers, but wasn't his normal self. They just never got it together, particularly in the second half of the season. But, you know, I think already, I know it's very early in the preseason, but I think we've seen that it's all been wiped away. And to be honest with you, and I had discussions with a few people after the game on Friday, and they all kind of said that it's just a different energy and a different vibe about this club. And so, you know, look, sometimes you have to go through some adversity for things to change. And boy, in the, with the Sydney Kings, have they changed really from top to bottom. You know, obviously TSC no longer, Paul Smith no longer the majority owner. The Wollemi Capital Group is under Robin Denham, and a new/old coach in the legendary Brian Goorjian.